Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Previously on Days of Future Fuzz, Professor Y was confronted by Feltina Guernica and her fuzz forces. Valborg and Dan Kent were brought to a neoclassical rotunda in Bicentralia, New Jersey by a group of robotic first ladies. Their leader, the Matriarch. What is to be done? Why, you listen to this, the new episode, Episode 9, Fear of a Fuzz Planet.
Actually, I don't have tenure.
What?
You said my tenure was revoked.
It was... No, it was like a line. Like one of those badass one-liners people say.
What people?
Cool people, you know.
Not really. Like archivists?
You think archivists are... That's your barometer of coolness?
Fine. Reference librarians.
That is just... Never mind. Take it away!
Matriarch, before you brutally slaughter us in this rotunda of first ladies, may I ask you a question?
That was a question! Don't try to trick me!
I'm not. I only want to know why. Why what is this place, and what why is it filled with first ladies?
You came all this way to Bicentralia, and you don't even know about it?
Sorry, I'm not up on the better towns and boroughs of New Jersey.
This rotunda was called the Ladydrome. Subtitled, Dames, They Got Brains! Presented by Fanny's Pantyhose, the hose that knows. It was part of the Bicentralia Extravagalia. This whole town was going to be the centerpiece of America's bicentennial celebration of 1976. Bicentralia was originally called Centralia. They renamed it for the festivities.
To celebrate the date of the nation's founding, they wanted something astounding to make the country believe. Displays and rides stirring pride in the minds of the children. And as a girl watched them build it, their designs shaped her dreams. They planned a rocket ride so high you could see America. A Ferris cube so fast you could puke back in time. A fun house so fun it left its victims hysterical. A fully automated rotunda of the president's wife. It was a Bicentralia Extravagalia, fair from all time. Such a patriotic bacchanalia, joyful and bright. A treat for all of the technological mind. And when the girl she saw, she heard the call, she felt it inside. Inspired.
Building wondrous creations. Engineering bright light, I'm
was a different time in a different world. And though the dreams were large, the funding never emerged. The fairgrounds were closed, a half-finished wreck. The girl went on with her life, but with a part of her debt. What she did was so dull and paid her half that amount. Until the bomb was dropped and the world went soft. Whoa. In the camps, they would stamp out any will for the living. Sew in secret for children. The girl built robots of lint. The joy from these toys beat life into a new resistance. And for the first time in ages, she felt the call she once did. To inspire those who've lost their hope and make them believe. By giving dynamos and cool robo-killing machines. Just what the fuzz of their seams. And so they killed their guards and they broke the gates. The rebellion fought on, but the girl slipped away. And she returned to the abandoned park, where so long ago she felt that first spark. She would hide away, but she'd inspire the world. She would do it for us, remind us of who we were. But most of all, she'd do it for that little girl.
So, what happened to that woman in the song? I bet she died. Yep, long dead. Or maybe... was it me? Am I her?
It's the matriarch? She's the woman at the heart of that music?
Indeed.
What a twist! Like the end of Chubby Checker is still twisting, when you found out the twist was inside you the whole time.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Your alarm came too late. It's already been ruined.
Yes, ruined, like this world. The fuzzing was a tragedy, but from that tragedy, I found a sort of peace. It's not like the world was so great before. It's why I can't let you go. I can't risk you exposing me. Now, Abigail Adams, Mary Todd Lincoln, activate your battle axes!
Can we advance on them slowly? Menacingly?
One step at a time?
Sure, knock yourself out.
Yes, Matriarch.
Huh. She knocked herself un-robo-conscious.
Damn literal she-bot. Okay, Mary Todd, kill them!
This is a complete disaster.
But Emperor Fuzzo, we captured the terrorist leader, Professor Y.
Without a film crew.
It was a sneak attack.
And you canceled the Fuzzline interview. I had to send Advizo. And do you know what happened?
I'm Plush Quilton, and welcome to Fuzzline. Tonight, our guest, the personal advisor to Emperor Fuzzo, Advizo. Welcome, Advizo. So, what can you tell us about the battle at the Sparta Galleria?
Fuzz?
And that was before he vomited yarn on everything.
I did not realize the extent of my stage fright. Or that I could vomit. I can. Copiously.
I am sorry, my Emperor, but once we kill Professor Y, the terrorist threat will be...
We are not killing her.
What?
We need a big win. We need her to renounce her ways and pledge loyalty to me live on Fuzz TV.
And to the Fuzz?
Right, sure.
But she's very stubborn. Why not have Dr. Lu do it? He's already sold out the fleshies.
Dr. Lu is recovering from plush grafts and is in no condition to be interviewed.
Feltina, I've read your file. I know that you have experience as a torturer.
That was a long time ago. Before this new world, I don't... It's not... I'm not that puppet anymore.
I'm sorry, Feltina, you misunderstand me. I'm not asking. You fuzzed up the battle, now you must win the war. Get her to love the fuzz. Now! Fuzzo! Away!
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, Fall of the House of Sunshine is offering episode commentary to Fable and Folly Plus supporters, still entirely ad-free. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Destroy! Destroy!
Ooh, yow!
Are you okay? Is it your eye?
My eye is fine.
Oh.
Your status equaling fine will soon be incorrect.
Ooh, watch that axe, sister.
I'm watching it go into your flesh.
This is ridiculous. You'd never see Christiana Gudrun Gudmundsdottir trying to kill us.
Who?
Wife of the former Prime Minister of Greenland.
Wait, I thought Greenland was a territory of Denmark.
Semi-autonomous before it sank, but, well, it's complicated. What is Greenland? What is Greenland? Nobody know. An Inuit majority with Danish authority, though home rule was awarded here in 79. An autonomous constituent country which exists within Denmark, yes, dependent, but less so all the time. We are a parliamentary representative democracy, autonomous on policy, say foreign affairs. What's so hard for you to figure out? I don't see what's to fuss about. From the top of Umanuk, hear me shout. This is Greenland. This is Greenland. What is Greenland? Come on! How could nobody know? I get there's not a lot of us. Sure, we're hardly populous, but if you get to know us, know there's plenty to like. We're the world's largest island, growing ever self-reliant, a hydropower giant tied to the earth for all time. We're the people of the land and ocean, heritage remains unbroken, kayaking and harpoon throwing, still without peer. Of the past and of the present, our culture's hyper-relevant. Don't get why I lament when I hear,
oh, is it like Iceland?
No. It's fine if you can't pronounce Kalaallit-Nunaat. Just call us Greenland land, where cold stuff's pretty hot. We will not be forgotten. Can you hear the reindeer calling? Greenland! This is Greenland.
I've learned something today. I really don't care about Greenland. Mary Todd, finish them off.
Ah! You ripped my shirt! That was my favorite shirt. I named him Shirty. Shirty Shirtman. And I pretended he had a wife and a child. They weren't speaking anymore because of this sassy scarf named Acapulco Joe came.
Enough! Wait, what's that?
A scarf named Acapulco...
No, they're on you. Around your neck. Is that a cobalt ham hock?
Okay, just 10 minutes and back to it. Just...
Veltina? You're home.
Off? You're still awake?
I can't sleep. This place is just too fancy. There's a fuzz butler that lives in the walls and caters to my every need before I even know it.
I'm sure we could get an exterminator.
Come to bed. Your snoring always helps me nod off.
I can. This is just a quick break. Then I'll need it back at the Ministry of Information Extraction. We have a wool-level prisoner.
Well, my office is right on the 7th floor. You could drop by.
I wish I had the time.
We have a bowl of free combs. But what are you doing at the ministry? I thought...
I can't really get into it.
You're running yourself threadbare.
It's fine.
It's not. You don't have to do this. When you find a corrupted root code, you sometimes need a factory reset.
I'm not a fuzzputer.
Though I do like pushing your buttons.
They are sewn onto my tongue.
I wish I could make you tea. I wish we still drank tea. Or ate food. Food was so comforting.
Oh, Hafalamph, I guess you're all I need.
Well, it's only... nothing. Never mind.
What?
When we were married, I said it was through good and mildew. Till our thread breaks and our stuffing all leaks out, but...
what?
I'm worried about you. You used to be happy, but all this, it's...
You never knew me. Before the world to fuzz, I was never... I wasn't a good person.
The furry monster I met was good. Is good. When I looked into your button eyes, I saw good fluff. What happened before, it's gone. We all got a fresh, fuzzy start.
Plush love, it's soft but tough when you're weak, when you need its plush.
The Emperor is waiting. I love you, Hoff.
I love you, T. Always and forever.
Matriarch,
Why are you expressing the emotions of shock and surprise?
It's just, I've read the stories, but to think it's real. You have a cobalt hammock?
Cobalt hammock? Oh, you mean this cobalt hammock? Yeah, it's a cobalt hammock.
Well, this cobalt hammock changes everything. Give it to me now, or die.
Why does the matriarch want the hammock? Will Veltina torture Professor Y? Will Fuzzo win his demo in the ratings? Find out next time on Days of Future Fuzz, Episode 10.
The fjords of Greenland are not but fuzz.
Follow the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Find out more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. Follow us on Facebook for updates and events featuring the cast. Follow us on Patreon to help support the show. Follow us on Vine for Jonathan's sweet parkour vids. Follow us on all recipes for Jonathan's sweet cinnamon cake secrets. Follow us on Twitter for... Just kidding. Twitter isn't good for anything. Thanks for listening, and have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is part of Fatecrafters Studios. Find other great shows at fatecrafters.com.
Lyman Keys here with another Fatecrafters Studios promo thing. Now, do you think shopping at those big box stores is hell? I know I do. Every time I go there, it's just super annoying and the people are horrible. But what if the actual big box store was built upon the buried gates of hell themselves? Oh my goodness, I can't imagine it. Actually, I can. I'm putting a little dramatic effect here because I've listened to Attention Hellmart Shoppers, a hilarious, funny, supernatural comedy. It's really kind of silly and fun and a good time and really well put together. Now, it's the cast of retail workers are put upon by the forces of darkness, and it's really just a good, fun time. You should enjoy it. It's called Attention Hellmart Shoppers, you know, because it's the Hello Mart, but it's on the gates of hell, so it becomes Hellmart. You know, you get it, right? I don't have to explain that more. Hello Mart, Hellmart. Attention Hellmart Shoppers, a supernatural comedy. I really enjoy it because I enjoy comedies. The other ones are kind of very scary. I've listened to them and they scare me so much. This one scares the laughs out of me. I don't know what that means, but it's how I feel. Now, attentionhellmartshoppers.com. You can find the episodes there, but why go there when... Because you should. That's why you should go. But also just go to fatecrafters.com because you can find it right there and also all the other shows. So it's all one-stop shopping, just like the Hello Mart. One stop and you're there. Listen to it all now. It's really enjoyable. Attention, Hellmart Shoppers. Attention, Lyman Keys, signing off. Blue Light Special. Sale on shirts, $2.95. Limit 2 per customer. Coupon required.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.